You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday, Jeremy was asking us if we had kept our New Year's resolutions from this past January 1st. And I'm going to have to say no, only because I don't remember setting one last year. But if I did, I'm sure I didn't keep it.
I don't think any of us did.
I never do a resolution. I always like set a goal for the year. Like sometime this year, I'm going to be able to do a pull-up, or I wanted to do a flash mob one year. I nailed that. And then another year I wanted to
That was with the Lumineers guy, wasn't it?
Yes, the lead singer of the Lumineers showed up for it.
Okay.
And then I wanted to get ordained one year, and I did. So now I'm able to marry people. Yeah, this year.
But let's put goals aside, and let's talk resolutions that people make. Jeremy, you even posted this on social media.
I did, on my Facebook, and I don't know if this topic is any indication of the comments. It might not go too well. But I was kind of watching it. It popped into my mind the other day because I was watching some sort of TV show and was talking about gym memberships, how they pop up in January. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are your new New Year's resolutions? And I just kind of got to thinking, it's like, I'm sure there's a ton of our listeners that do set these every January 1st. And here we are with 3 weeks left in the year. And I want to know how many of you have kept your New Year's resolutions.
Like, wouldn't
you're
it
still
be
full on, full bore doing it, you know, not drinking or exercising more or whatever it may be.
How horrible would it be if you kept a resolution for the first 340 something days of the year, and then with 3 weeks to go, you completely botched it?
Right. Like, if that would suck.
Like getting out of debt is your goal, you know, and then here we are, and it's like right before Christmas, and you're like, oh,
light them up.
Like you just put everything on a credit card.
Or like people who like do something as generic as quitting smoking, and they've gone the entire year, and then at a Christmas party, you know, maybe they were outside with some of the cool kids, and they were like, they're like, hey, yeah, I can tell. One hit's not going to be, that's not
I've
bad.
I've gone all year, I deserve it.
And then, bam, 3 weeks to go, they break their resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of money, there was one lady on here that says that she hasn't reached her goal yet, but she was very close to being debt-free, so she wanted to pay off all of her debt this year. That was her resolution.
Excellent.
She's almost
good.
There.
She's doing like the,
like
the Dave Ramsey techniques to get out of debt?
Maybe.
And I none of the people were like, well, I didn't make a resolution, so I'm doing good on that right now.
Yeah, we'll put those aside. But I'll tell you what, we will ask people, if you made a resolution and you remember what it is, and you've kept it this whole year. So the post that I see you did on Facebook, Jeremy, you said, have any of you weirdos kept your New Year's resolutions from January of this year? And I like one lady who wrote that she wanted to be less angry this year. And then she added, it didn't work. Oh, no.
Oh, that's Chris. That's a dude. Chris.
Oh, that's a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Chris with a K is a guy?
Yeah, he's a very angry man.
Really?
He's going to be even more angry that I just called him a woman.
Very angry man.
Boy, that didn't help any, did it? Sorry, Chris.
Why is he so angry?
I'm just joking.
It's a beautiful
thought
world.
You were a chick.
It's his shtick.
So here's Margaret. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
So have you kept a resolution for the last, let me see, how many days has this been? 365 minus 342 days, roughly?
I have. It's actually been 2 years now.
Oh, good. What is it?
I quit smoking cold turkey, and I haven't had a cigarette since. And generally, I'm not good at following through on things like, you know, New Year's resolutions, but I've been able to keep it.
That's huge.
How long did you smoke up until the cold turkey?
Off and on for, almost 15 years, unfortunately.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this, Margaret. It's probably much more fun kissing you now, isn't it?
I would imagine, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is pretty fun.
Yeah, you smell good.
It tastes better.
Right.
Tasty. Hey, congrats, and you're going to live longer.
You're going to live longer,
Hey, listen, you have a great day. Yeah. Thanks for being on our show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Here is Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Good morning.
What was your resolution 11 and a half months ago?
This was actually a few years ago. I made the resolution to lose weight and get healthier, and as of this point, in 3 years, I have lost 130 pounds.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
That's like a
good for you.
That's a whole nother person.
You have to feel so much better, don't you?
I do feel much better. I had knee surgery when I was 16, and now it feels a ton better.
You know what? bully for you. I'm really proud of you, Victoria. Way to go.
Don't give up.
Thank you. I'm not. I'm almost to my goal weight.
Well, how many more pounds till your goal weight?
Well, I have 5 more, and that would be 135 pounds, meaning I would have lost exactly half of my original body weight.
Holy
crap.
Cripes.
Dang. Well, good for you. You're an inspiration for some others. Thanks for being on the show, and have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You too. Stay.
Appreciate it very much. Here is Jack on the phone. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, well, let's hear about the resolution.
Well, I chose to not eat no fries for 1 year. We were sitting in a restaurant on January 1st, and I was eating some greasy fries, and I said, you know what? I eat no more for a year.
Oh, my God.
That's no life to live,
torture,
buddy.
Jack.
That's no life. You're going to go crazy in 2017 here. You're going to drive
back
in.
It has been torture.
Oh, my. The fries are like one of my favorite things on the planet besides puppies and lip gloss.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't want to make this any more difficult for you. I don't want to make you, like, fantasize about fries, but if you had to have a fry, where do you get your favorite ones, Jack?
Good question.
Smashburger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what is the place where they do wings? Wingstop.
They have fries?
Yeah, as a side. Yes.
I had no idea.
They have good fries. McDonald's. I love McDonald's fries.
Can't go wrong. You dip them in the hot mustard. That is living.
Arby's has the curly fry.
I don't know. I always thought the McDonald's fries were overrated, but I know I'm on an island because everybody else loves them. But,
well, gosh, I want to be with you on January 1st when all you do is eat French fries.
Are you going to go back to fries?
Talking about that, yes. Trust me, I will. But I have been tempted so many times. My kids would put them in my face.
Uh-huh.
My wife. We were in Florida, and family members took us to this nice restaurant that had famous fries or something, and they deliberately went there to see if I would eat one, and I almost broke my resolution. I said, well, it's almost the end of the year. Why not? But I didn't.
Yeah, good for you.
It was hard.
It is funny, Jack, how people kind of take it as a mission to get other people to fall off the wagon.
Why are we so mean?
We're just mean people. But I have to admit, if I was out with you, I would dangle one in front of you, too.
Well, yeah, why not?
Just because it's fun.
I just wanted to see if I could do it. It's not a big deal. It isn't like quitting smoking.
Did it change, like, your weight or how you felt or, like,
you
did
know,
more
I
energy?
Thought it would. I thought it would, but maybe because when I'm out eating, I'm not eating fries and filling up. You know, I'm just eating the burger, and it's been helping.
Have you done that thing where you just huff them, where you just smell them to kind of ease the craving?
No, I haven't done that, no.
Oh, it's good. Do it.
About, I don't know, a few years ago, I started making notes on this, the book I wanted to write called I Give Up, Jack, and I think it would be right up your alley, so I'm going to try to get that thing finished. The whole thing is about giving something up and what you discover in the process. Yeah. And for you, it was fries, but I'll tell you this, I would like to be at the table with you when you get your first basket of fries in 2017.
He might not like them. It might totally backfire. Like,
it's the truth.
Like, you'll lose the taste for
them. Look at, like, people who give up sodas.
Yeah.
And, like, 4 months later, they'll go back and drink one, and they go, ugh, it tastes like crap.
Switch to Tots.
That's true.
Jack, I think you inspired me. I think I'm going to try no fries for 2017.
Are you going to give it a shot?
I'm going to give that a shot.
You know, Jeremy brings up a good point. Let me ask you something. Would Tots have been allowed?
You know, I have had some Tots. Hash browns.
Yeah.
So I guess it was strictly fries or curly fries, nothing like that. But
right.
I guess that would have been even harder if I would have tried to give up. I mean, in that sense, you're giving up potatoes, period.
Exactly.
And you need your potatoes.
You do.
We are a potato-loving nation. We love the spud, my friend. You have a great holiday. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
We think you're awesome.
Oh, my God. Honey mustard when they're... Oh, my God.
No fries for a year?
I think I'm going to try that.
He is a stronger man than I.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has been holding for a while? Like Susie. Good morning, Susie.
Hey, good morning.
So all these people keeping resolutions, and I guess you did too?
Yes, I was actually able to keep two.
Okay.
My first one, my goal was to move out of California and go back to school.
Yeah.
And in August, I started back to school, and I'm getting my master's.
Great.
And I was able to move up here to Denver in September.
Excellent.
And the second one was I wanted to get healthy again, and I've lost 45 pounds.
Way to go, Susan.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm glad. Yeah. What made you choose Denver when you got out of California?
Well, actually, the funny thing is Denver chose me. I just put my resume out there and to see what bites, to see what state would accept me pretty much. And Denver came up, and I have a cousin here in Colorado and
That's
up in
perfect.
Wyoming. And yeah, and
well,
they all loved it, and
well,
so I'm here.
Welcome to Colorado, and thank you for choosing our show once you got here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys.
Way to go, Susie. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas to you.
I love that she said Denver chose me.
I like it. All right, now here's another Chris. Are you a boy or a girl? I can't be sure anymore.
Girl Chris.
It's a girl Chris. Hi, Chris. What
I think that Greg knows that. For a guy, it was Greg. Can you imagine, like, tying a frog with a string and then running through the house and then chasing it like a little
cat? Yeah, it's like a cat.
Oh, my God. That's like a cartoon.
He's pawing at it.
Oh, Chris, I like the way you think. So what did you do for a resolution at January 1st?
Well, it's actually 2 years in the making. I had a knee replacement, and it didn't go well. So I had a second surgery 1 year into it. On my third surgery this year, I lost my flexion, and I like to road bike, and I couldn't road bike. And I thought, this is it. This is the year. This is 2 years in the making. If I can't ride my bike after this, you know, third surgery and all the rehab, I'm done. I'm just done. I've lost 30 pounds. I'm depressed. I can't get on my bike. You know, I can't run. So it's just food tastes bad. You know, nothing's right. You know, you lose your biker's butt. You lose your biker's legs. So I decided, this is it. This is the year.
Yeah.
So right after for my therapy, they said, do not get on your bike. Do not lift weights. Do not go to the gym. Your only thing to do is bend your knee, bend your knee. And it got really, really tiresome after 6 weeks. So after 6 weeks, I thought, okay, I'm gonna do
Chris,
it. This is it.
Chris, I need to know, did you get on a bike?
I got on a bike at Thanksgiving, rode up Fremont Pass outside of Leadville.
There we go.
How good did that feel?
Good for you.
It took me forever. I got off my bike at the summit. I threw up, called my mom.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.